Glad to have you with us here on a Friday, getting ready for the weekend. Final hour of the week, buddy. Final hour of the week. Looking forward to this. Let's get to our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. We'll go with the boss man, the big man, Mr. Jinx Patrick, joins us. Good morning, Jinx. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Mickey. Are you already thinking about Friday afternoon at 8 a.m. on Friday morning? I'm jealous of you.
Well, here's the deal. When you get off at 9 o'clock, like, this is our Yabba Dabba Doo hour right here. I mean, like, we're very close to sliding down the dinosaur, going home and seeing Wilbur and Bam Bam and Pebbles and just taking the rest of the weekend off. That doesn't stink.
Do you crack open a 5 p.m. drink at 9 a.m.
No,
on Friday?
No, or is that it's not 5 o'clock somewhere for us. We've got to wait till that actually comes there. How you doing, man? Everything good?
Man, yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. My life's back in order. Turkey season's over. Things are right in the house. And get to see my children again. So that's good.
What were the returns of turkey season across this region?
Oh, man, it was brutal. It was brutal. It was a rough year for most people. I don't have the exact counts in yet. They do a survey later in the year, and I can actually report on that. But generally speaking, in the low country, it was a little bit better early on and then slowed down. And then in the up country, it was slow at the beginning and then got better as the year went on. And, you know, I know that they were mating because late in the season, I actually saw – you know, clutches of baby turkeys, of hatched turkeys. And that was neat to see those sort of running around. But it was so cold. I don't know if you remember the first, before the Masters, it was like 32 degrees some days and raining most days. And it was just really, really rough in the upstate. But, you know, we managed to get it done. But I definitely walked more miles in order to get the tags filled this year than I have in previous years.
Is there any way to tell, like, why that happens? I mean, whether did we forecast this thing coming? Was it were any precursors to knowing, you know, if it's going to be good years or bad years?
You know, there actually are. They'll do a sort of a hatch survey midsummer, and the surviving rate of young turkeys has a lot to do with how much it rains in the early, you know, like April, May, and June. And believe it or not, the more it rains, the more dangerous it is for them. And I'm getting a little bit out of my expertise, but my understanding is that, you know, we'll do a survey and tell you how good the hatch is. And according to how good the hatch is how good the hunting's going to be 2 years later. Because the first year they're jakes, and then the next year they're mature birds. And you can shoot jakes, but most people choose not to. And
a jake, so, by the way, I want to interrupt you. A jake being...
The jake is a teenage male turkey.
Gotcha.
And a mature, you can shoot them, but most people like to let them grow.
Right.
So 2 years from the hatch, they can tell you how good the honey is going to be. And our hatches have actually been down the last few years. And what we're feeling in a harder season is just less turkeys in the area. But if we have a good hatch, like we're probably going to have this year, because it's not raining much right now, and hopefully it'll come back up. And you'll actually see DNR is probably going to recommend adjusting the season next year to help the hatch, to help the population a little bit and get those hatches back up. So there's a chance you may see some changes in the dates next year, which will be based upon research by the DNR, which is a big, big deal. You want the DNR to do their research, and they've got the funding to do that right now, and I'm a big supporter of them having those capabilities.
I'm amazed that what they do and how much they do. That really is amazing stuff there. I got to run something by you.
Okay.
Because very seldom do I have outdoor stories for you. My wife and
this is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. My wife and I joke, we went to Table Rock on Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was getting into. A 4-hour up and down hike of 3,100 feet. Well, and I joked that I summited Table Rock on Sunday.
But there you go.
On the way down, and by the way, did it without supplemental oxygen like they had to have over at Everest. So that's good.
Oh, good. You know, it's kind of heavy to pack that. So I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't have to pack that.
I don't know how many Americans, it can't be a long list of Americans who actually summited Table Rock, but we summited it the other day. On the way down, at about the 1.3 mile mark, at about 6 p.m., in the evening across a ravine about 100 yards away. I saw, for only the second time in my life, I saw a black bear in nature. It was really cool to see.
And oh, man, yeah, that is cool.
I was reminded, Larry Penley told me that at his house, he's got this, on his front steps the other day, there's a black bear. And I know we got, he's talking about over in Sequina Falls, he lives kind of near there, that we have a den of bears over that way. And then I heard his stories and started doing some researching about bears and bear hunting and what he got to do and all that kind of stuff. But it's, you know, it's one of those animals, because I was a little bit ahead of my wife. I'm like, Mary, come look at this. Is this what I think it's going to be? You know, because you don't really know. You're a little far away. Yeah, it's a bear. No mistaking about it. So that's pretty cool to see.
Well, Mickey, generally in the situation when you have bears, it's better to be a little bit ahead of your wife. Because if the bear chases you, the bear will get your wife first.
Yeah,
right. Just a little hint for anybody out there hiking.
Hey, one other quick thing. I need you guys to do, you've done it before, but I need you to do it again here pretty soon. A little snake segment. Because I'm playing golf the other day, and I see a copperhead in a creek.
I'll tell you what, on my next one, we'll run through some snakes. It's hard to do on the phone, but we'll definitely run through it.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I got to tell you though, I've just listed, and it went on our website today, and it'll hit all the other websites today and Monday. The nicest tract of land in the upstate of South Carolina.
All right.
I mean, it is, this thing is the homecoming queen of the upstate. It's in Liberty. It's right below 123, and it's 10 miles, 10 minutes from Clemson, 30 minutes from Greenville, 490 acres, and it's groomed. I mean, you could play golf on this thing. It's so well groomed. It's pine plantation. It's 490 acres. It's got a barn in there that is just fantastic. We're talking entertainment barn, you know, Viking stove, sleeping loft, fantastic. Fishing, quail hunting, dove hunting. Turkeys were literally flying up around us in trees. I mean, we took pictures of turkeys in trees. This place is nice. This is a place where weddings are held in the upstate. That kind of place. So check out our website if you're in the market for the best, you know, full quail hunting operation, everything you want in the upstate. So give us a call. Take a look at that. It really is something you just got to see to understand.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to make you an offer on it. It's going to be a little bit short of your current price. You'll be able to get a better offer here a little later today, but I'm going to make you a quick offer when we get off the phone here.
You know, the funny, it's listed at $3.9 million.
Right.
And you cannot recreate a space like that for that amount of money. If you just went and bought a tract of land and tried to make this, you couldn't make it happen. Because number one, it would cost you more to do that, but it's right. Also got the natural features there, the springs on the site and the road systems on the site, the way it lays, it's just really well done.
It seemed like a great piece of property that you'd want to be showing a lot. Actually, you won't show a lot because it'll sell pretty quick, but like you wouldn't mind taking folks out there pretty, you know, to see that.
If you're going to go see it, you need half a day. It's not something where you can swing through and say, hey, I saw it. It's going to be something where, you know, you need to take a little hike, get on the golf cart, ride around. I mean, you can take one of the horses around if you wanted to. It's got horses, it's got a little bit of cattle, just a few goats out there. But, you know, mostly it's managed for wing shooting habitat and pine trees.
Well, it looks like a great place to put Mickey Plata's golf course. So I'll make you an offer after this.
Would be.
put 36 holes out in this place. That's awesome. How can people find that and many more great properties?
Check us out at jirland.com or Jinx Inc. Realty. Both of those will work, jirland.com. And all our information is on the website. Diane comes in at 8:30, so if you call the office, she'll call you back at 8:30. If you want to take a look at that, you can look on the website. You can give me a call on my cell at 864-506-0416. We got a lot of good listings that have come online recently, and it's definitely some new material and worth checking out.
Awesome. Great stuff, man. That's a great piece of property. Good luck with that. That'll be sold by the end of the day, I'm sure, today, bud. Have a great one. Tell the girls hello, and let's get together soon.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. That's a great friend, Jinx Inc. Patrick. Jinx Patrick, Jinx Inc. Realty. Zach, you see this place, $3.9 million. I wonder if you take $3.85 for it right now. Can we get together funds?
I can probably pull something, yeah.
Man, that's a beautiful
room. Minority owner.
I want to get with you on this territory timing and talent thing. And just to give you an idea, this is going back to a subject that you and I have hit on and looked at here. I told you one of the coolest things about Dabo Swinney and about this Clemson football superstar list that he's put together is how he's done it despite South Carolina not being loaded. I can't say that about Kirby Smart at Georgia. And I'm going to give you some examples of this. The state of South Carolina has had, last year, Darren Kendrick was a five-star and Clemson got him. This year, they got Zach Pickens as a five-star. They didn't have a five-star in the state of South Carolina in 2017. We didn't have one in 2000. And matter of fact, there's only like three, four stars in the whole state. We didn't have one in 16. And that year, there were only six, four stars. Like in Georgia, you've got like 44 stars, you know? Over here, we've got like, in 2000 and, I've got too many of these. In 2009, there were four stars. And they weren't good. You know, those weren't four-star players. They overrated some of those players. In 2013, no five stars. We had five four-stars. In 2012, but the point is that we just didn't, we hadn't had great players come out of this state. 2012, we had five four-stars. No five-stars, five four-stars. Dabo Swinney's built a national championship team, a national championship contender, despite his state being down. Since 2011, we've had one five-star in the state. This year, we got our second one. And yet, he did it an unbelievable job here. And on the other side of it, you talk about timing of what's going on over in Georgia. In the class of 2019 in Georgia, bear with me a second as my computer regenerates itself and does this. In the state of Georgia right now, we have two five stars and we have 32 four stars. Are you hearing these numbers, Zach Orr?
I'm listening to them.
I mean, no wonder. I told you before, Kirby Smart, you can't screw this thing up. There's no way to screw this thing up. In 2018, you had, in the state of Georgia, you had five five-stars. Georgia got four of them. Clemson got one. And you had 39 four-stars.
Jeez.
In the state of Georgia. Kirby Smart's deal is about timing. Five five-stars, 39 four-stars. South Carolina's got three four-stars in a couple of these years.
Sure.
Four four-stars in a couple of these years. In 2017, you had four five-stars. Georgia only got one of those. And now, it wasn't a great year here. 27 four-stars.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The state of Georgia is loaded. Kirby Smart's deal is timing.
It hasn't always been loaded.
No.
Give
me a year.
What's changed?
Give me one like 2008 or 9 or something.
What's changed? 2007.
We give 2007 in Georgia. In 2007, you had two four-stars, Eric Berry and Cam Newton. Both those guys turned out to be really good players, right? Two five-stars.
Yes.
And you had 18 four-stars. You got twice the amount of four-stars now as you had in 2007. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cam Hayward was part of that. Jonathan Dwyer was part of that. Alan Bailey. I mean, that's some good players come out of Georgia then, but not like it is right now. It's just an unbelievable time in Georgia football, state of Georgia football right now. That's all timing. Give me another program, either good or bad, in the country right now.
Another program. Let's go with West Virginia, the program that former Clemson defensive tackle Jabril Robinson.
I would say that West Virginia is certainly not territory.
No.
There's not great players come out of the state of West Virginia. It's not like a great, and I do have a five-star this year.
Great coaches come out of West Virginia.
They do. Great coaches come out of West Virginia. I would say at West Virginia, and timing hadn't been great because you go to the Big 12, which has not been the best of moves for West Virginia.
No, a lot of traveling in that.
But I will tell you this. I think Dana Holgorsen, the reason that West Virginia is not great right now, I don't think he took advantage of their timing.
Why do you say that?
They were on top of the world, man. When he first got there, he was left with some pretty good talent. And they, when they beat Clemson in the 2011 Orange Bowl, man, they were on top of the world. They beat Clemson 70-33. What if I did this before on the show, Zach. What if we told you at the end of the fourth quarter or in the middle of the fourth quarter of a 70-33 game that one of those two programs, and that was 2011, so you had 12, 13, 14, 15. Since that point in time, one program would go 7-6, 4-8, 7-6, 8-5, now 10-3. And let me see what they did last year. You wouldn't think that, that one program would win a national championship and go to three straight playoffs and one team would be... You thought it would have been West Virginia.
Of course.
You'd have been wrong. West Virginia last year, 7-6. Since that game, Zach, 7-6, 4-8, 7-6, 8-5, 10-3, and 7-6. So even in their 10-3 season, 2 years ago, they didn't take advantage of their timing.
No.
That's 12, 20, 25, 34, let me see here, 11, 18, 26, 36, 43. Since that game, West Virginia's 43-34. You know what Clemson is?
I would love to have Clemson's record.
I should know this off the top of my head. Clemson since then, 11-2, 11-2, 10-3, 14-1, 14-1, and this past year, 12-2. Clemson since that game, 2, 4, 7, 8, 9, 11, and 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 64, 68, 70, 72, and 11. Since that game, in the fourth quarter of a 70-33 deal, West Virginia 43-34, Clemson 72-11.
Yep.
They didn't take advantage of their window of opportunity. Since that game, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, Clemson has gone Cotton Bowl playoffs, Orange Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Sugar Bowl. Since that game, Mr. Orr 24, West Virginia has played in the Pinstripe Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Cactus Bowl, Russell Athletic Bowl.
Yep.
And then what they do this year? What was their bowl game this year? I need to go back and look here. Can't wait for my new magazines to come out. I don't have to go back and look at a previous year. last year.
This is the year not buying them, though.
I'm sorry. The heart of the Zaxby's Heart of Texas Bowl. Heart of Dallas Bowl.
Don't make that mistake again, please.
Pinstripe, Liberty, Cactus, Russell Athletic, and Heart of Dallas compared to Orange Fiesta and Sugar and two national championship games. 72-11, 43-34. West Virginia, timing. Didn't take advantage of it.
Georgia timing has taken advantage of it.
Exactly. We'll do some more. Text us, tweet us. We'll get them in. Take your phone calls on the subject, too. Territory, timing, or talent? Georgia territory right now. No doubt about that. Our great friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let them take care of your next building. Will Huss and the great folks over there. Look, here's the bottom line when I talk about Trail is that they're going to differentiate themselves in every single way. The relationship part of it, the people part of it, from the first phone call part of it, you'll notice a difference. The better building process, the single source delivery, the fact you're going to get it on time, you're going to get it on budget, the fact that you're going to have great relationships out of it, the fact that you're going to be shepherded through it, that you're going to find a way they're going to get you through it, and you're going to be emerged from it without any lawsuits, without any kind. You're going to have great friends instead of lawsuits. You're not going to have legal relationships. You're going to have great personal relationships. 800-319-7006, our great friends at Trail. Territory, timing, and talent. Trail took advantage of all that. We'll take a short break. Come back for more after this.
The Pickens County YMCA Y Mentor Program has expanded to service all schools in Pickens County and Anderson School District. Students from 38 schools are waiting to be paired with a mentor, so the need is great. Mentors provide extra support to help students achieve their potential by committing to spend 30 minutes each week with a student while they're at school. We believe everyone, regardless of age, benefits from having positive one-on-one relationships with others. For more information and to register, log on to pcymca.net/mentor.
Hi friends, Mickey Plower here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at stargraniteinteriors.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Day Spa 12 West Stone pampers her with the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Indulge in a total body massage, facial, or Aveda makeover, aromatherapy, scalp and foot massage, manicure, pedicure, champagne lunch, paraffin hand treatment, and shampoo style. Normally $350, just half price at $175. Or we'll design a package for any budget. 235-7721 or dayspagreenville@gmail.com. Day Spa 12 West Stone. A portion of the proceeds help homeless animals rescue.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Head in the zone, AutoZone. It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
All right, I got more for you. You ready for this? What if I told you, I feel like the 30 for 30 guy. In case you missed our last segment, in the fourth quarter of the West Virginia game, what if I told you that after that game, one team would go 43 and 34, playing the Zaxby's Bowl and the Pinstripe Bowl, another team would be playing for national championships, winning another team would be 72 and 11. Someone said, how about South Carolina and Clemson? Can you do that one for me post five-game winning streak? What if I told you that after the five-game winning streak,
yep,
that one team would be playing in the Independence Bowl and the Birmingham Bowl and the Capital One Bowl, another team would be winning a national championship, going to three straight playoffs? What if I told you that one team would have been 50-7 and 4-0 against a rival, and the other team would have been 25-26 and 0-4 against a rival? That's crazy to think about. Territory, time, and talent. Quite frankly, after going 33-6 and beat Clemson five straight times and winning a division and having all the everything in the world going for them, Spurrier fell asleep at the wheel. You're in your third coach since then, or second coach since then, and you're 25-26. The senior class at South Carolina just finished 25-26. Clemson senior class just finished 50-7. You didn't take advantage of your timing. Tennessee didn't take advantage of their timing. West Virginia didn't take advantage of their timing. Georgia's taking advantage of theirs. I'm telling you, Texas is coming. They can take advantage of their timing. Texas A&M, I think, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm going to give you a couple more here about taking advantage of it, all right? Bear with me a second here, buddy. And Chad, hang on because I'm coming to you. But let me give you a little... some teams that might be. I think Miami has a chance at it. I'm not saying yet. Miami's got a chance. Oklahoma has a chance at it. Obviously, Alabama always has chances, right? Let me give you a couple more in here just to look out for that could be taking advantage of some great time. Ohio State certainly does. Texas, yes. Penn State is one. We got a lot of momentum in Penn State recruiting right now. Keep an eye on that.
Florida State's window closed?
No. And if Florida State's one of these programs that if their windows close, it opens up really quick again.
Sure.
It's in a great territory.
Sure.
Now, you can't have bad hires. You can't have, I don't know enough yet about Willie Taggart. So I'm not going to put my chip on the Willie Taggart square right now.
Sure.
But I'm going to put my chip on the territory. You're in the state of Florida. They're always going to put out five stars down there. You're in South Georgia. You're close enough to Alabama, close enough to Louisiana. You got a national brand. Florida State can go sign great players everywhere. So Florida State's window is not closed. And if it is closed, it will open up very, very soon. Alabama comes open. Ohio State's, Michigan's, these come open. Southern Cal's comes open. These windows, if they do close, they're not closed long. I hope that we're not hosting a show 5 years from now and saying, remember when Clemson went 72-11? Remember when Clemson went 50-7? Remember when Clemson played for national championships and look what's happened then? I'm hoping not hosting that show 5 years from now. I hope I'm hosting the show 5 years from now. You can't fall asleep at the wheel, man. And for those that, that those programs that open up, very, you know, very seldom do they open up. You got to take advantage of it. Dabo Swinney's taking advantage of it. Dana Holgorsen did not. Steve Spurrier did not. Kirby Smart is. I think Lincoln Riley is. I think that Texas is. I think Oklahoma is, I think. Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654 Rural Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
So, Mick, hey, you know, you mentioned South Carolina. And so my question to you is, did South Carolina hit the perfect storm, you know, for their run, you know, several years back? What I mean by that is, if you think about the timing, I mean, you have maybe the greatest high school football player in state history, Jadeveon Clowney, right?
Right.
And he's in an area that Clemson couldn't get, right?
Right.
And so, you know, there's a lot of rumors about that, but... And so then you look at, you know, the timing of it with Bowden and then, you know, Butch Davis getting canned and Philip Fulmer getting canned and Urban Meyer leaving. And then, you know, same thing with Alshon Jeffrey, you know, the where he was and the timing of that. Then even Marcus Lattimore, Mick. I mean, you know, Marcus Lattimore's sister was a South Carolina student at the time. And so that just timing, I mean, was that the perfect storm for South Carolina? Because to me it was. And that's why... You know, these fans that have hope that, hey, we're going to get back to that. Well, then you're going to have to hit on all three. You know, you're going to have the right guy in charge, right, that has the talent to do it. And then you're going to have the incredible timing, you know, and just unbelievable good fortune of having the state loaded and pro Gamecock, you know, high schools, et cetera. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. South Carolina is a program a lot like a lot of programs out there that everything has to go right. And Clemson, you know, Clemson's one of those, everything has to go right. Where, you know, like at Ohio State, everything doesn't have to go right. Alabama, everything doesn't have to go right. But at Clemson or South Carolina, everything has to go right. And at South Carolina, part of that being right was that Georgia, you talked about it, and Florida and Tennessee, and the SEC East sucked. And you had some great players in here. What they weren't able to do, and where Spurrier really, if I was a South Carolina fan, I'd be really mad. They didn't go to North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. They didn't go to Virginia. They didn't go to Massachusetts. They didn't go to Pennsylvania. They didn't take advantage of their brand. Part of the problem there, though, Chad, is that in this state, they can differentiate between Clemson and South Carolina by saying, hey, come play in the SEC. That does not sell in Georgia because you got an in-state SEC school there. That does not sell in Florida because you had an in-state SEC school there. They should have sold that in North Carolina more, and they didn't do it. They didn't take advantage of that.
Yeah, well, their marketing department, Mickey, and brand, and whoever's in charge of that, I mean, they get dunked on by Clemson more than anybody I've ever seen. I mean – Mick, when I wear the Paul, and at that matter, and this is not just now. I mean, this is 5-6 years ago. I mean, it was, you know, people immediately, oh, Clemson, you know, as soon as they saw it, right? I mean, you think about Gamecock buddies that are wearing a Gamecock, you know, baseball hat or whatever, get that said to them? Absolutely not. And so I love the conversation they made, but got one more question slightly off topic. Is Zach Pickens the least talked about five-star in-state, especially with proximity to Clemson that you can ever remember? And if so, why? I mean, is he overrated? Is he a slight lean to South Carolina, and that's why we're not talking about him? Are we so loaded on defensive line that, you know, we don't need him? I mean, what is it? And I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. I think it's too early for Zach Pickens. First, I personally think Zach Pickens is a defensive tackle. See, all tackles think they're ends. All ends think they're stand-up linebackers. All linebackers think they're safeties. You know, there's some offensive linemen that big tackle. You know, I'm a tight end. Tight ends think they're wide receivers. You know, if you're 225 pounds, you're tight end, think, oh, I'm wide out. You know, everybody thinks they're going to play in the perimeter, be this. Like, and it happens in basketball. Every 6'11 guy thinks he's a three rather than a four or five, you know, because and every three thinks they're two, you know. So Zach Pickens thinks he's a defensive end maybe. So, we'll see. I think he's a really, really, really good player. I think he has a really good work ethic. I don't think he's a fast twitch, muscle fiber, twitchy. I love that, by the way. Twitchy guy.
Twitchy.
I don't think he's Christian Wilkins. I don't think he's big enough to be Dexter Lawrence. I don't think he's, but he's a really, really, really good player. I don't think he's Xavier Thomas. But I think he's a really, really, really good player.
Then why does he have that five star right now?
It's early.
Too early.
It's early. He's going to be in there, in that range. Part of the problem is that over here, man, you got Trevor Lawrence and T. Higgins and Xavier Thomas and K.J. Henry, and you got all these guys, you know?
Who was the first one?
Trevor Lawrence.
Interesting.
I call him T-Law.
Call him son.
Yeah. So you see, I think Pickens is a good player. And there's a slight lean to South Carolina right now, even though I asked Paul Shreel yesterday about him, and he said he's just not close to making a decision, whereas South Carolina people think he's really close. We'll see. We'll see if that sticks. And there's an immediate area for him at South Carolina right now. I'm not sure you see that at Clemson. We'll see. We'll see what it looks like. What is his body going to look like, you know, at a certain point in time? If I'm South Carolina right now, I'm telling you, hey, man, you're a buck for us. We're going to stand you up and play in space because we're going to get you ready for the NFL. I mean, you know, built my Muschamp. I'd do that. If I'm Clemson, I'd say, man, you're a defensive end, even though he's a defensive tackle. Tell him he's a defensive end. That's how recruiting is. You know, tell them what they want to hear. And in the end, though, he just looks like a defensive tackle to me. Body looks like one to me. But we'll see. I understand, a really good kid and really hard work ethic. And I think he's going to be a good player. Borderline 4 or 5 star in that range right now. He's not a for sure can't miss NFL guy right now, I don't think. I think he can make it in the NFL. But he's got a lot of work to do between now and then. So borderline 4 or 5, top 25 kind of player, but not like, not Clowney and not Xavier Thomas and not, you know, not those guys yet. Not Christian Wilkins yet. We'll see. Coming out of that. I have some updates for you, Mr. Orr 24. I'm so sorry to tell you this.
What happened? He bogey?
No, the putter's not working.
What happened?
Tiger Woods, 302 off the tee at number 10.
Stinger.
I wanted to tell you 59 watts, but we're not getting that.
That's all right.
He then hits from 110, actually. Hits at 19 feet. Boy, they caught 19 feet. They get up there into 17 feet and hits it 22 inches. Doesn't make the first putt. That's fine.
A little par is fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I do want to tell you, leading into that, is our Palmetto Golf Report. Brought to you by Great Fence of Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them. Palmetto Dunes wants to be there for you. I told you the family vacations are up there. I don't talk enough about the summertime golf trips. Get the fellas together. Get the ladies together. Take a nice trip down there. You tennis trips, beach trips. You know, it's a time of year to start thinking about that. I think it's a time of year to start thinking about fall golf trips. Look at the football schedules and make them in advance. My point on all this is that the longer you make your reservations in advance, the more money you can save, some great deals. My other point is, sign up for their Instagram account. Sign up for their Facebook account. Sign up for their Snapchat account. And what else is there? Twitter accounts. I'm a Twitter guy myself. You know, me and Trump, we're Twitter people. So sign up for all this and see the great deals. Get their email service and get a great deal. It's an award-winning resort. The number one island in South Carolina, in the United States, actually, is Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And one of the main attractions there is Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. On the Palmetto Golf Report, from the TPC, the Players' Championship, Dustin Johnson at 1:30 this afternoon will tee it back up. He's 6-under par, tied for third. Lucas Glover at 12:35 today. He's 4-under par, tied for 15th. Richie Wurwinski and Scott Brown, 2-under, they're 40th. Wesley Bryan, 1-under, 57th. Bill Haas, William McGirt right now, 1-over, 87th. Kyle Stanley, surprisingly, 3-over, tied for 113th right now. Kisner, 5-over, tied for 129th right now. Ben Martin, not a good day for him. He's already 10 over now, and he is tied for 143rd. That's our players at the Players' Championship locally, Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Do their social media stuff and sign up in advance for some great fall golf trips and football season at PalmettoDunes.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up in the final segment of a Friday, final segment of the week right after this.
The invitation-only Huddle Report mock draft is prestigious among those in the know in football. Experts from around the country compete for top honors, and with his best finish ever, our own Walt Deptula tied for second place in the country. No one knows sports like Walt Deptula knows sports. No doubt, you get expert knowledge from someone the experts look to. Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 on 105.5 The Roar.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
We've reached it. The point where Tuesdays can only get better with more of America's favorite boneless wings. So here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we invented Boneless Tuesdays. When you buy an order of boneless wings and get a second order free, that's twice the wings and twice the sauces. Every basket counts. And on Tuesdays, every basket of boneless wings counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent. Here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Is bigger really better? Not when it comes to your family's medications. Whether it's mail order or a big box store, they don't know you like the local pharmacist at Corner Drug Store or Patrick Square Pharmacy. They're here when the mail is late or you're waiting behind someone buying groceries or motor oil. Corner Drug Store in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Part of this community, just like you. For your meds, shop local at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Corner Drug Store in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Get your patio, pool, or porch furniture ready with new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Trapatone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Breeze Esta. America's best outdoor furniture is at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Shop and save with a huge inventory of classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
So, who did you wake up with?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy, can I come over?
No matter what time of year it is, it's always a great time to shop Reed's Jewelers, whether it's for girlfriend or wife, but not both. Boyfriend, husband, you know it. You've been there before. You know it. Maybe for her, the diamond ring, the set of earrings, the charm. Maybe for him, the great watch selection from the Swiss Watches. It's North America's family-owned jeweler, the largest family-owned jeweler in North America. Reed's has a great inventory. They'll take care of you. The local jeweler has you in mind. Our friend Wally Odom has a great team there. They will have awesome, awesome deals for you. It's our great friends at Reed's Jewelers, reeds.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all, online at reeds.com, reeds.com. How you doing over there?
Doing fine, doing fine.
Mickelson bogeys his first hole.
Fantastic. Is he wearing the shirt again today?
I don't know that. I'd like to find that out. I think he is. It's a deal that he signed with his company.
The K&G or whatever. What is this company?
Mizzle and Mize or something like that. Now, KPMG is a financial company, I think. I think they do financial stuff.
I don't know, man.
I don't have enough money for KPMG. They turn me down. I don't have enough money to buy one of the Mizzle and Mize shirts, though. Mizzle and Mize, maybe. I don't know how you say it.
Get you one of those.
What happened, man? What happened? The guy is now currently T-140. He's 8 over par.
Projected cut line is 1 under at the moment.
Yes. Yeah. A big hole for Tiger coming up. 11 and 12 big holes. If Tiger is not at least 1 under on the 13th tee, you won't make the cut.
Really?
You like that?
I don't like that.
Hit his first shot off of 11 into the rough, 247 from the hole. Hit a 305.
Yep.
Fowler pars the first hole. I love the shot tracker stuff. Love the shot tracker information, but I would love to see it live right now.
Yeah, why? What's the deal with that? We can't watch till 2 today or whatever?
1 o'clock, something like that.
It's a tough look for Golf Channel.
Yeah. Braves win last night?
Yes, they beat the Marlins.
Braves are good, man. Tear it down, Braves are good. Let me get a couple of texts and emails here. Kip texted in. Major flash in the pan scenario. Astounding how they couldn't parlay their brief success into something greater. If you think about it, they were never programmed prepared to win. What do you do with success when you get there? It's clear that was never the plan for them. That all comes back to Spurrier. Spurrier was not long-term guy. He wasn't planning guy, vision guy. It was, I'm going to, you know what? Pitch and catch a little bit. Throw it around a little bit.
Right, throw around a little bit.
Going to pitch it. Going to catch it. Going to pitch and catch it. It wasn't long-term guy.
That's not, and this conversation isn't taking away from what South Carolina accomplished during that stretch.
No. Look, dude. 33-6. Five-game winning streak against Clemson. Top 10 rankings in there. They were really, really good.
They were an elite team.
Yes.
During those couple of years.
They were a top 10 program for 3 years. No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd just be mad if I'm South Carolina that we didn't take advantage of what we could have taken advantage of. We didn't do it. We should have, but we didn't do it. I think this is a really good point. He is wearing his button-down shirt again, Phil Mickelson. I'm watching him right now.
Tiger left on 11.
I saw that. Left, but laid it up to 129 yards from the hole in the fairway on the second shot. So he's got 129. He laid it up. He actually had a pretty good little bump and run for par up there. I thought he hit the green. He didn't. Nice little save at the first hole. But at least everything's short now. I don't know why he can't get the ball to the hole anymore. Like on the putting and chipping.
You just told me earlier he hit a 270-yard.
I'm talking about putting and chipping.
Oh.
Around the greens, it's just been short.
Nothing short about his game.
His putter is right now. Man, you got to get the ball to the hole. Give it a chance, T.
Hey, you got
to
hit it.
Give it a chance, would you? Biggie for me right quick.
Yes.
NBA Eastern Conference Finals Sunday, Celtics and Cavs. Western Conference Rockets and Golden State Monday. You like that one a little more, huh?
Yeah. I'm so sick of the LeBron talk.
NHL, Tampa Bay and the Caps. Vegas and Winnipeg. I know nothing about the Winnipeg
Jets. Nice little Game 7 win for Winnipeg yesterday.
On the road.
5-1.
Up in Nashville. 5-1. Clemson-Austin Peay baseball series.
question asking, passing music blasting.
Yankees.
Can't quit.
Is the Yankees and A's this weekend, maybe? No, I don't know. Next victim, doesn't matter.
No horse racing.
Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the need.
All right, I'll go to Nashville now. TPC.
Tiger made the cut?
Yes.
Jump in the Rover and come over to Tiger missed the cut?
Yeah. How about this one? Mother's Day. Me too. Love all the moms out there. Hey, we forget someone sports every single day. Brad Hughes, my Accident Forgiveness Award winner. I'll forget someone every single day. Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with the good friends at Brad Hughes. 292-3001. I forgive David Price today. He says that Fortnite had nothing to do with it. He's got carpal tunnel syndrome now.
Carpal tunnel from Fortnite.
Man, you know you're playing a video game too much. I'll forgive him because, look, it's video games. I'll tell you this, though. I've only seen Fortnite for about 15 minutes. I watched my little niece play it one time.
Sure.
I grew up playing Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man and Missile Command and Pong where there's some action. I got to be honest with you, man. I seen this Fortnite stuff. All I see is someone like running through the woods or running through in a field. It's just like, okay, this is kind of like jog through this field. Every once in a while, you might try to shoot at something or, oh, what's that over there? Oh, it's nothing. I mean, just let me go up this little gas station right here. What's this? Oh, nothing. At least in Grand Theft Auto, I had me some prostitutes. I stole me some cars. I had me some drug deals running around. You know what I'm saying? I'm shooting, killing some people. This Fortnite thing, man, all I do is run around in the woods a little bit. What is this thing? I'm bored to tears. You know what? Fortnite's like me. What am I doing? I'm going to cut the grass a little bit and walk around a little bit. It'd be like playing golf, but I'm not going to hit any balls. I'm kind of like just walk the course a little bit. It's kind of like walk around. Am I wrong about this?
I mean, it's a little bit more than that, but from your exposure, I guess that's the take you have.
15 minutes watching my niece on a video game character walk around and do nothing.
Well,
it's like Grand Theft Auto without the theft or the auto.
You should have.
It's just grand.
You should have jumped on the old sticks there. Showed her what's up. Showed her how to do it.
But there's nothing to do. Nobody to shoot. Nobody to kill. Nobody to go out and rob or
there's
steal
99
or,
different players in the game with you.
Joke, man. Things a joke. Bored to tears.
Mm.
Give me a break on that one. Skip the music.
You good?
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm great, man. I'm looking forward to a great weekend. Give me a two-minute joke for me.
It is a wonderful and happy and safe, and we want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Don't be the kid that forgets Mother's Day. Call your mom on Sunday. It is never a good idea to, bring someone down who brought you into this world. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. I love you. Miss you. And we'll see you all very soon.
I love it, man. I love it. Brad Sinkins is showing us Tiger Woods 6 feet from the hole is what he says on 11.
Birdie?
Yeah. You got to birdie 11 and 12 or 11 or 12. You got to get one under par, Tiger. You know what you got to get, Tiger?
What's that?
Red figures.
Figures.
I need red figures.
Need a massive effort this afternoon.
Massive. Through all of that. I don't know what's as good as you. Give me one. Listen, man, I need one right now.
Go ahead. Your two-minute drill, quickly.
All right, sport. Two-minute drill. Newton.com for all real estate needs. My good friend, EricNewton.com. Saw two girls yesterday. They're doing great. Hey, anything you need, get in touch with them. EricNewton.com. I will tell you this. I'm going to shock you with my two-minute drill. I don't mind the Phil Mickelson shirt, man.
I like it. I think I like it.
I kind of like it.
I'd wear it.
It's different. You know, for enough money, I'd wear it. I'm not going to go pay $1.50 for it.
Is that what it is?
Ish. I went on a website. Ish. I can't see it though. You know why? UV protection.